Today's sermon is called Generic, Not For Me. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pray. Lord God of our Pentecost new starts, may the words of my mouth, and the meditation of all of our hearts, always be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There was a time where brand names were trusted. Do you remember that? You remember some of the more famous brands that are no longer with us? What are the ones that you grew up with? How about this one? You remember Sears is Where America Shops? You remember that? They had this brand of tools known as Craftsman. And their hook was that if one of these tools ever broke, regardless of the reason, they would replace it for free. And of course, that got you into the Sears store and probably spending more money on other stuff too. But it did engender loyalty, so much so that I didn't tend to shop the others like JCPenney or Montgomery Ward. How about these days when pollen counts, right? It's late spring here and pollen counts are just through the roof and we're sneezing our brains out. When that happens, your nose is running, you're searching your pocket. What do you ask your neighbor for? A Kleenex, right? But if someone handed a box of facial tissue or some other brand, we'd probably take it. But a nose cloth to me is a Kleenex. So there's just some verbal references that remain tied to a particular item, right? We used to make Xerox copies, not photocopies, or as kids, we'd ask for a glass of Kool-Aid. Long before the days of flavored water and Crystal Light, we probably don't notice the difference between some of these things, but the names still stick to our common lexicon. When's the last time we asked for some transparent adhesive cellophane? Didn't we just say, pass me the scotch tape? We don't reference thanking the 3M Corporation for its contribution. It's the same with post-it notes, isn't it? What else would we call them if they weren't post-it notes? Sometimes, though, it's not the brand that matters, it's the price. There's no discernible quality difference between Reynolds Wrap and just most other brand of aluminum foil, is there? Sometimes the difference is only a matter of pride, like in designer clothing. My mother used to tell me that JC plain pocket jeans were just fine, being only $10 and all. Levi's were for the rich kids from the other side of town. Does brand matter then? Well, sometimes. There might be a little better taste or function, or the real deal is a little more reliable or has a better warranty. But life isn't about whether we have Pepsi or Coca-Cola. Let's up the game just a little. When we have our life and health at risk, we seek dependability and assurance, don't we? I'm an insurance guy before I came to the ministry, and so I know all about insurance, and one of the things that I value is an electrical item certified by Underwriters Laboratories. It says on there, UL tested and approved. It says on the box, maybe on the little label, on most electrical cords. That basically says, you know what? When you plug this in, it's not going to burst into flames, burn your house down. Household cleaners have good housekeeping seals of approval. That basically means, look, it's been tested to do what it says it should do. And the American Red Cross vouches for medical kits in our cars and boats. When we want quality, we're willing to pay for it, right? We just want to rest a little easier with a company that we know. Now, we're at that point in the sermon where what does this have to do with anything, you ask? I'll tell you. The risen Christ says to his disciples, Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, with those words, we now know God is a triune presence, creator, redeemer, sustainer. This is who God is for us. It's not a generic God who gets lost in the shuffle of greater or lesser gods or who has no role in our lives. Our God isn't a God who sent the earth spinning and then disappears, never to be heard from again. And our God is not a vain God requiring appeasement in order for us to have good luck or good fortune. Nope, our God's none of these. And perhaps more importantly, our God is not a vague presence who conforms to what we believe as long as we're sincere about it. I think the one thing most Christians struggle with and where they get into trouble is where God conforms to your rules. Remember, God isn't created in our image, it's the other way around. Our God is the God who acts in history, in our lives, in our midst, even when we can't see it in real time. Our God is a God who made a covenant with Abraham and Sarah, promising that all the people of the earth, all peoples, have been blessed and would be. Ours is a God who leads oppressed people out of bondage and slavery, who gives us provision when there is none to be found so that we don't have to go back to our captors, but we can go forward to figure out the next chapter of our lives. Our God is the one who became human, felt what we feel, lived how we live, and despite all that, taught us what it meant to let go of spite, jealousy, anger, enemies, and told us, truly, truly, I tell you, he would say, verily, verily, I say unto thee. He told us about love. Our God pours out the Spirit, the one with whom we are co-inheritors in baptism rites and rituals. The God who says he's always here for us, that nothing can separate us from that love, not even death. We share in that mission of the risen Christ to tell people of God's creation and redeeming work, making God's name known through time and place. Our God means many things to us. On this Trinity Sunday, I want to leave you with these final thoughts. What's in a name? A lot. The best brand names are those companies that walk hand in hand with us, backing us up with a reputation, a guarantee, a service when things go wrong. When it comes to stuff that's important, which would we rather have? Generic products with a 1-800 number to nowhere and just voicemail jail, leave a complaint, you can't ever talk to a real person, or quality, reputation, assurance of a name brand, someone who will help you out. And if it gets down to it, they'll do what it takes. The same is true for our God. We don't have a generic God. We bear God's name in Christ's mission and proclaim this to be the world that we see, the world to believe in, and to know that God has been and is and will be with all peoples of the earth to live and love, and to see that reflected in us. I think maybe Christians just need to start acting the part of loving more than just who's in their band of followers or hierarchies. Our God's too big a brand to cheapen it with things that don't represent God's best foot forward.
that may be a down day for us for sure, but I'll bet if we're authentic, if we're having a bad day, if we just can't handle it, I think people are pretty good. I think they'll understand. I think they'll forgive us. But this is where Christians sometimes trip up again. Let's hope we can forgive back. I hope this day and each day you expect more from your own witness, because God, this Trinity, is brand worth talking about. Thanks be to God. Amen.